Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I thank you for your generous and faithful support to Home of Refuge. When Tony first sold everything he had and went to South America, Darren was there. And because he told Tony, we're here for the long haul, I am continuing to support Tony in the Home of Refuge in Peru. We begin our study in 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Darren emphasizes that we serve a loving God, and we talk about the journey that every believer must take in practicing righteousness, following in Jesus' footsteps, and practice, practice, practice. Now let's join the program.
And as we usually tell you, the toll-free number, if you'd like to call today from out of state or outside the Denver area, is 1-866-917-7256. On our calendar, we're going to have a breakfast buffet here in Denver on September 7th at the Doubletree Hotel. Now, listen up now. It's a little change. We're not having a Friday night meeting, only Saturday morning. We're going to do the breakfast buffet, eat together, have some fellowship, and then we'll give you two short sessions. I'm so excited about this teaching because God's given me some new revelation on loosing the name of God and the presence of God on the people, and then the blessings follow. Mm-hmm. I hope you'll be there. We'll expand the teaching on 30-fold in 30 days. And folks, I'm telling you, your lives can change. And for many of you, your lives need to change. So I'm suggesting that you be with us for that breakfast buffet. It's $10. And it's going to be a really, really good time. So, no, I did not switch the phone. Thanks, Jeff. We're trying to do too many things at once here. So Jeff
Thank
will switch
goodness
the phone.
For Jeff.
Thank goodness for
he
Jeff.
He keeps us on.
He does. So he'll switch that phone, so it will come right into the studio here when you call that toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256. And I had plenty of time to do that. I just plain blew it off. I didn't think of it.
You really do that?
I really do that. Get too many things going. Okay. Anyway, the breakfast buffet, September 7th. I hope you'll be there. 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we're going to have.
And food will be served. It's going to be a good time.
We're going to have good stuff. Not only juice, but melon and fruit and yogurt and scrambled eggs and sausage and bacon and home-fried potatoes, breads and bagels and fruit preserves and cream cheese and coffee and tea, and it's going to be good.
And
$10.
Fellowship.
Yes, $10.
That's $10
great.
At the yes. door. But here's the key. We need to hear from you, so we'll have an accurate count. So would you please, don't take it for granted, please call the office, give us your name, just tell us you're going to be with us. And we're not asking you to pay for that ahead of time. We're just going to trust that you'll be there and keep your word. I believe it's going to work.
Do you remember that time we were at Willie George's church in Tulsa?
Oh, yes.
A huge congregation. I mean, we're talking 2,500 to 3,000 there in that audience. And he said, well, we had a robbery at our church. And so everybody, you know, is just kind of listening. Listen up here. And he said, we had a banquet and 1/3 didn't show.
Something like that.
And he said, that's just as bad as going into the offering plate and taking money because we had to pay for it. So he said, I'm not asking for hands this morning, but all of you that made a reservation and didn't come, you put that money in the offering plate right now this morning. Do you remember that? Wow. And here we are, visitors there, and we're going, whoa.
He had the numbers. He was just like $1,600 or
$800. $100, yeah. So
he wasn't letting them off the hook.
No, he
but
wasn't.
Here's the deal, folks. We do need to hear from you, and if you'll just give us your name and just tell them, darn, I'm going to be there at that breakfast buffet. That's good enough for us, or if you let us know in the mail. Either way, we'd like to know of your presence with us and your plans, but I'm telling you this, it will not be a disappointment.
That's right.
And I am urging you to be there because God has given us good things. And when I spend this time to get these revelations, it's not just for Darren and Barbara. Although it works for us, it needs to work for you too. So we'll see you there Saturday morning, the 7th of September. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Remember now, no Friday night meeting. We're changing that. We're going to have two short teaching sessions on Saturday morning. It's going to be a good time.
Yes, and we also had a call from Rosa saying that Tony needs some money for the 40 children that go to school. They can't just wear anything, and they've got to have uniforms, and they're approved by Venezuelan government, and also shoes. And he said it's going to cost $5,000. That's a lot of money, I know. But it's more money for Tony. And so we're prayerfully asking all of you to pray about it, and these children do need. They have to go to school, to the government school. That's a have to. And we're praying that the Lord will turn that around. But until this communistic government somehow their heart is softened, and I know God can soften the heart of kings. He did in the Old Testament. And he even called Cyrus the anointed one. And he was a very wicked king. So I know God can do that. But
and they don't have such a thing as garage sales there.
No, they don't.
They've already worn it out before they throw it away.
Well, and you know, also, yeah. And the uniforms have to be bought. And so that was a prayer request of Rose's.
Also include shoes.
Yes.
Kids need shoes.
Yes. So for 40 children, they need uniforms and shoes for school. And that's probably a pretty immediate prayer request.
Right.
So also our magazine is going out this weekend, and hopefully you will open it and read some of those great articles in there. It's a good magazine. We're getting our act together. Yes, we are. And the color is good.
You know,
and
the pictures don't look like they have chicken pox.
I know
good.
That you mentioned that. Yes.
We call our last issue. I call our last issue the chicken
pox.
Well,
boy, I'll tell you, the circumstances were pretty horrific.
And we've got some miracle praise reports in here.
Yes.
And Barb, I have to commend you. You did a great article here on Islam.
Well, I have to recommend Dr. Mark Gabriel and his book on Islam and terrorism. That's a great review, great book, and the review. I just could only cover a few things, but I thought it would be interesting. So,
but you also put an article in here that's an eye-opener for me by Derek Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the spirit of the Antichrist. And folks, that's really what we're fighting today in the world. And even if you're not, say, a full-time minister of the gospel or whatever, you're still fighting with the Antichrist spirit.
Yes. And
could
we're
be something in your workplace, could be in your family, somebody's come against your witness and your testimony. That is an Antichrist spirit.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow in 1 John 4. That covers it. And that's where Derek got his scripture for that article. So thank you, Derek, and thank you, Dr. Mark Gabriel. And those of you who have great articles, or you have written things, original things, and you would like to submit them to the magazine, please do. And we may not have it in the next issue, but we'll have it in issues further down the track.
But we can't guarantee we'll publish it. We pray over everything submitted to us, and sometimes we can use it, sometimes we cannot, and I hope you'll understand. Now, here's a two-page spread on the Home of Refuge. Folks, thank you for helping us to help Tony. And the way it works is, if you want to support the orphanage, don't call us and ask us what to do. Let me tell you what to do. And it'll save me time chasing your phones and all that
we
kind of stuff. We can't
calls.
Play phone tag.
Yeah.
Here's the way it works. You write the check to Darren Live, and we send the money to Florida, and they have a secure way of getting the money into the country. That's still a praise, God. And then we will send you a receipt from Darren Live. We do not have a separate account for Tony.
Well, and that way we don't have to send 50 or 60 checks down to them for them to sort through.
Right.
Just one check goes to them.
Exactly.
And it's much less work on their part. And I know they're very busy. And Rosa has 7 children and 21 grandchildren coming up. So I know that lady is very busy.
Busy lady.
And she's also the assistant pastor of their church down in Florida. So we're going to talk a little bit if we don't get some phone calls here today. And that number again is 1-866-917-7256 if you want to call. Free. And that's free for you, for a call from Oregon or Washington or Kansas or Wyoming or New Mexico or Oklahoma. I haven't heard from people in Oklahoma for a long time.
Or
they must be really busy.
Northern Colorado.
Yeah, Northern Colorado. This is one of your favorite verses, Darren. 1 John 3:1.
And it
says, quote that for us.
How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us. My translation in front of me says bestowed, but another translation I like better says lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him.
Why?
And when you become identified with Jesus, you change. You change kingdoms. You come out of the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And then you're a marked person. But you're marked with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you were marked with the devil. And actually, the devil, before you get born again, the devil was your spiritual father. And that's sad, because he is a child abuser. He doesn't have anything good going for his kids.
Yes.
He wants to destroy his own children. Now, that's spiritually. Jesus said that at one point to some of the Pharisees. He said, you are of your father, the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's in John 8:44, Darren. It says, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father." He called the Pharisees the children of their father, the devil. And boy, this must have really riled him. "And he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies."
You know, I was meditating the other night on Numbers chapter 6. I'm going to go back and give this, as this came, I thought God must have a sense of humor, but here's a blessing we often hear in church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. The Lord make his, and this is the part I want to bring out, the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And it was like, almost like the Lord was saying, you know, you shine your shoes and I shine my kids.
That's good.
The Lord make his face shine on you. And I thought, wow, Lord. And you know, when you see a believer that's really into the word, truly into the word, they have a glow about them. They shine. But
yes,
this just came up, and I was in the middle of the night meditating and reading some scriptures, and the Lord said, you know, you shine your shoes and I shine my kids. Pretty neat.
Well, you know, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai,
right,
he had to put a cloth over his face because his face glowed with the power of God. And so we know that that can happen. And we know that that anointing that he has put on us is from the inside out. And of course, we're going to be different. We're going to see differently. So praise the Lord.
You know, here's an exciting thing for Christians to do. And I'll challenge you to do this and see what happens. Ask God to give you the eyes of Jesus. Say, Lord, I want to have compelling eyes like Jesus had. You know, he must have had such a piercing look in his eyes. Mm-hmm. Then you get over in the book of Acts. At one point, one of the apostles fixed their gaze upon him and said, look at us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us.
Yes, praise God.
Well, I know when I used to discipline a lot in the public schools, I would look at a kid and I would say, look up here. And you know, a lot of them wanted to look at their desk, and they look at the floor, and they look to the right and to the left. You know, you reach down and you lift up their chin and say, I want you to make eye contact with me so I'll know that you're understanding what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I believe God wants us to do that.
I do too.
And he wants to shine through our eyes and attract people to him. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
That's right.
I just challenge you to do that. Why don't you ask God to give you the eyes of Jesus and see how many people are drawn to you.
Yes.
Be excited.
Praise God. Oh, well, the second verse here in 1 John 3, Darren, says, beloved. Oh, and he speaks of beloved so much. So you know, well, who he's speaking to here in this book are children who love the Lord, are believers. This is not a book for the sinner. This is a book for the believer. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Darren, how do we get pure? It says, I purify myself and you purify myself. How do we purify ourselves
here?
Well,
I believe it says, we talked a couple of days ago, it's when you practice righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, often in Scripture it says you need to practice righteousness. In other words, you need to try.
Yes.
You really need to try. And I believe God has something for you if you just try.
Yes, and we're washed by the Word. I believe that Word teaches us. It's just like when we go to school. Why do we have books and literature to follow in school? Why do we have tests? That's so we can grow up in what we're studying. And that's the same thing in the Word of God. We want to grow up in what we are.
Let's take this phone call. Hello, Leonard.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And praise God for you, folks.
Thank you, sir.
Love your broadcast.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
You know, I'm out in the middle of the prairie here, outside of Denver,
okay,
on the construction site.
Okay.
And I'm taking a moment because the, at least maybe a year ago, I called you guys. I had just very, very suddenly developed real high blood sugar, real poor counts of some unpronounceable thing the doctors are worried about. It was up around 14, and they like to be around 5. And, you know, it had stayed there for about 3 years. And after prayer, and I didn't change anything I was doing, it was down to 7.
Oh, good.
And that's a vast improvement.
Yes.
But it's stubbornly stuck there at 7. And I've got a doctor's appointment on the 29th, and I would like that to be down at 5 or below. And I'm reminded of the blind man Jesus prayed for, and he said, I see men now as trees walking, couldn't tell the difference. But that's a big improvement if you've been blind.
Yeah, that
is. The second time he found himself completely healed.
Praise God.
That's what I'm believing God for today, if I can importune on you to to pray for me.
Well, we can do that. You know, I think it's kind of interesting that Jesus himself had to pray twice.
That's a scripture that I've always found fascinating.
Yes. That is fascinating scripture.
But what you said today, Leonard, is so true, too, that that man who had been blind at least saw, even though it was fuzzy. He saw men as trees walking, and that's remarkable in itself. So that's a good scripture for you to hold on to. Well, let's do it.
Now, do you know what's the name of this sugar disorder? Is it a type of diabetes?
Well, I'm debating with my doctor about that. They're calling it diabetes. I'm not sure the medical community understands what diabetes is.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm ready to go for that. Now, God's going to give us a creative prayer here, and I think if you've listened to us very long, you know that we pray that way sometimes.
Yes, sir.
So, Father God, I thank you right now that you're giving Leonard a blood transfusion, and those things that order the complexities of the bloodstream in his body now are changing. And, Lord, I also ask you to touch his bone marrow in the process, and I'm thanking you. You're touching all the internal organs. And, Father, I know that when we have this right blood pressure, you carry out the mystery of the life force through our whole body. And, Lord, I ask that that life force would be more like you than it's ever been before. It would be the Zoe life.
Amen.
And I'm thanking you, Jesus. I'm thanking you today. And Lord, we ask for that blood count to become normal immediately.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I see like light force going through his veins. And I'm going to thank you, Jesus, for that. I just thank you and praise you. And Lord, I thank you for the anointing on this brother. Thank you, Jesus. And the anointing is what removes the burden and destroys the yoke. In Jesus' powerful name, we thank you. You're doing that healing right there on that construction site today. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
I've listened to your broadcast. I don't get to call in very often, but I've been very impressed with your with the spiritual gifts, the way they operate in your prayers, because you'll pray for something oftentimes that people didn't ask for, and they'll go, oh, hey, you know, and you say, yeah, God was telling me to pray this way. I've also been impressed with you folks, because I've seen you take almost a whole broadcast to talk with some poor addict that called up, just an addict. He spent almost the whole broadcast just ministering to him. I thought, wow, these are just really genuine people who love God and love their fellow man.
Well, we try. We take a lot of flack for our stand, but you know when the Bible says nothing's impossible for God, well, we take that up and believe it and go for it.
Well, I'm an Orthodox deacon. You won't take any flack from this direction. I think
you're
doing wonderful.
God bless you, Leonard. Are you on our mailing list?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
Enjoy your magazine.
Well, thank you.
We've got a great new one coming out for you. I think you'll really enjoy.
I'm looking forward to it.
I have to commend Barbara. She put a ton of work in on this. We've got a new gal helping us, a new graphic artist named Mindy. These two gals are doing a great job.
And if I wasn't working Saturday, you would definitely see me there.
Well, maybe you can take off half a day.
Well, God bless you.
God bless.
All right, Leonard. God bless.
Bless you, Leonard.
And let us know about the healing. Praise God. You know, God's doing great things.
I love that when a person calls in and he's got scripture. And I had not thought about that. I'd thought about Jesus having to apply the mud that he had spit into to the man's eyes twice in order to get him, or once and then apply his hands to his eyes again. But this gentleman was saying, well, he did see. And I do, you know, my numbers are down lower, but they're just not where I want them to be. That's great. God bless you, Leonard.
You know, sometimes God gives us visions, and when I was praying for them, and there I saw a human body, and I've been in doctor's offices where they have all these charts on the wall, and you see all these veins and everything. It was like every vein in his body was lit up with light.
Mm. Praise God.
It's really exciting.
Well, and a reason I know the Holy Spirit is really at work in his body is that I was praying, and my prayer was for Zoe life to permeate him, and you prayed Zoe life almost simultaneously, and I know God is working in his life right here, Darren, and we have to practice. Darren, we have to practice and practice and practice as believers. And here in First John 3, we see six times this beloved brother says practice, 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 practice. And he's just like the Hebrews in Hebrew writer in Hebrew 5. He says, you've got to practice these things. And everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And then he says, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness, righteous, just as he is righteous, just as Jesus is righteous.
What verse are you in?
Oh, we skip around from the fourth to the seventh verse.
No, we skipped around. You skipped around.
Okay.
I was lost.
All right. So, and verse 8, for the one who practices sin is of the devil. See, Darren, I don't understand people that have received Jesus, and then we can say, is this serious? Receive Jesus as their personal Savior, and they go right out, go to the same taverns, the same places, worldly places, and they think Jesus is going to sanctify them there. And we have to practice righteousness.
But I think that's where we as brothers and sisters in the Lord need to call our friends to accountability and say, now, why are you doing that? Your life here has changed. Now,
that's
you keep
right.
dabbling.
Yeah.
They're dabbling.
They're practicing.
They got one foot in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least on Sundays, I'm pretty straight. Well, let me tell you, that's not going to get it. And Barb, I need to step aside here and just say this. For years, I have practiced faith. And when I started, I didn't know much about faith. Mm-hmm. I wanted to. I wanted the results that I heard that some people were getting with their prayers. And I thought, you know, now God, your Bible says, your word says that you're no respecter of persons, that you didn't give them some special deal. Now, I want to learn how to do this. I mean, that's kind of the way I prayed. I want to know how to pray so when I pray, they will get healed. Mm-hmm. Or God, what's all the elements here? I practiced, looked stupid, made a fool of myself, probably at times brought reproach on the name of the Lord because I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But each time he said, I don't want you to get down on yourself. You know, I go back to him and say, Lord, that was a royal flop. You know it was, and I do too. You look bad, and I did too. And I don't like to look bad, and I'm sure you don't like to look bad. Teach me about this faith business. And I kept practicing, Barbara, and the percentage got better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say, wow, God snapped his finger and bang, you know. Great faith came into Darren's life. But it wasn't that way. It was a matter of practicing. It was a matter of pressing in. And if I could say anything to our people, you need to press in. Spend a lot of time in the Word. The more God's Word that you get in the heart, the more of his power, his anointing will be there. So when you pray, it's not like praying a Mickey Mouse prayer.
That's right.
And I had people pray for me when I was a little kid and I was sick as a dog. And my dad called the people over there to pray for me because he was so frustrated. Well, I don't want to say it was a waste of time, but it was pretty close. Because nothing changed in my life.
Well, God wants us to know him so intimately
That's
that
right.
we know his ways. We know his very thoughts and his mind. Now, we know God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But when we talk about the nature of God and how his very nature is in us by Holy Spirit, then we can get to know him.
Right.
And Darren, as I get to know you as your wife, for instance, when we come home late some nights and I say, would you, you know, I don't even have to really ask you, would you like a cup of coffee? I know that you would love to have
and
a cup of coffee.
And when you ask me that, what do I say?
You look at me. You don't hardly even say anything.
Sometimes
you know,
I look at you and say something like this, is the Pope still Catholic?
Oh, I don't know. But I know you well enough in certain areas and
right.
in many ways. And God wants us to know him like that. This morning I was driving and I said, oh, Father, I need more time. And immediately a Holy Spirit said, you have the time. And I said, oh. That's right. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I haven't used my time wisely. And sometimes we say, oh, I need 24 more hours or I need 10 more hours in a day. But really, I just need to prioritize and I need to be able to organize my time so that I have that time for him. Not just reading the word, but time spent in prayer.
You know, speaking about that, you know, it's been a long time since you came home in the evening and asked me if I'd like a scrambled egg sandwich, which I dearly love. And you have not asked me that in a long time.
Okay.
Just mentioned that.
All right.
And you put that on your priority list, will you?
Okay.
I mean, toward the top.
Toward the top. Oh, yeah. Why do we always center around food when we're talking to you? Okay. All right.
Well. I just don't know. Well, folks, I want to tell you, this matter, the faith walk, takes a lot of practice. And it's like, you know, if you want to be a home run hitter, you're gonna have more strikeouts than you have home runs. I mean, that was true with Babe Ruth. Well, one thing God got after me for was when I was really struggling, coming along, he said, now listen. He said, when you miss it, I don't want you getting off into depression, getting down on yourself. I want you to come back and try again. And if there was something wrong that you need to confess sin, well, do that. But don't just, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. I want you to try again.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that some of the apostles that were so great in the book of Acts look back on many of their failures before Holy Spirit came on their lives in Acts 1:8. I believe they said, you know, oh boy, man, we fouled that one up. And I think they came back to Jesus at times and said, man, we tried, but we couldn't do it. Mark 9, you know, the little boy's dad said, I asked the disciples to take care of this spirit in my little boy, and they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus said a profound thing. These only come out by prayer and fasting. And he wasn't talking about the demon spirit in that little boy. He was talking about unbelief.
That's right.
And many times, Barbara, as we're trying and as we're growing in the Lord, we have to get rid of some unbelief and traditional practices that are stuck in our head somehow or stuck in our heart.
And those are from the devil.
Those are from the devil.
And, you know, 1 John 3:8 says,
go Go ahead.
Well, you know it.
God appeared for this purpose.
The Son of God appeared
for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's the whole game plan, folks.
He did. He did destroy the works of the devil.
No, but if you don't believe, for example, that cancer is a work of the devil, you're not going to pray right.
That's right.
If you don't believe that unbelief, and if you don't believe that pornography is wrong, and so on and so forth, I mean, you're not even going to pray. How can you pray right? You don't have your facts straight. You have to realize that is the work of the devil, and Jesus Christ came to destroy that. That means he doesn't want it in your life.
That's right. He doesn't
want you living in compromise.
Well, and I tell you, a double-minded man does not receive anything that he asks for.
Now,
when he asks from God, if he's double-minded, if he says, well, God, you could have brought this illness, or you could have...
Is that something you made up, or is that scripture?
That's from James 1, and I can go right back here and... quoted here. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach. And let him ask in faith without doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. That means this man's asking, but because of his double-mindedness, well, I don't know. God is not going to answer him.
That's why I threw that question at you. Because many people say, oh, you're just self-righteous sucker, and you're trying to hold yourself out of something really special, and you're putting me down. No, I'm trying to give you the scripture. And when we get in the Word and we find out what the plumb line really is, what is the level here? You know, and when you're building a house, you want to make sure you use a level and you use a square. If you don't get that foundation right, the whole house is going to be whopper-jawed, and a good contractor will tell you that.
That's right.
I want that foundation perfect. You know, he'll tell the guys that are pouring the concrete, you know, for the footings and so on, we want this thing to be level here. So the whole house is going to measure out right. It's going to stand up straight. And I've seen a few houses that didn't stand up right.
Yes.
You know, they're tipping over. The walls were crooked. Folks, I'm telling you, God has an answer for you, but you got to let him destroy the works of the devil that are in your life. And it may be that you have to go back to the Word over and over and over. But if you make up your mind to say, God, I know you're bigger than the problem, you're going to help me come to a holy existence and a life with you.
That's right.
Well, praise God, Barb. It's been a good show today. I've enjoyed it.
Amen. It really has. And we love you. We appreciate you so much. You are just wonderful supporters for this ministry. And without you, we couldn't be doing this. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in